Mr. Maximo Cheng, Reel 4.
Mr. Lim Kwan, sent to meet the Chinese Army, first Chinese Army. What he went there, I don't know. Because he was a sergeant, I was a corporal, and we were, he was in brigade headquarters, and I was in 4th Line Gurkhas, very far away.
What were the Gurkhas like to work with?
Oh, yeah, we were very nice people to work with them, and they're very good fighting men, very good. And then the one thing about the Gurkha, they said, picture. I said, they must talk about us Chinese. Picture means not. It means nothing or something.
You had quite a war, didn't you, in all your Hong Kong, China, Hong Kong, India,
yes.
Burma.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
When did you leave the army, Maxie?
I left in January 1947.
Did you go back to university? Did you finish your studies?
No, I didn't go back to the university because at that time making $1,000 is not so easy, you see. So I went to work with the government as a factory inspector.
How quickly did Hong Kong recover after the war?
Oh, 49, I think. 49 recovered. Not very quick, but it's quick enough, you see.
Did you find in 1949 when Mao Zedong, you know, achieved his victory, did a lot of refugees come to Hong Kong?
Oh, yes. A lot of refugees came to Hong Kong via Sha Tau Kwan and all these places. See. At that time, we don't have control over Chinese coming over to Hong Kong, you see.
Was it a good thing, though? Did they bring skills with them? Were they, or were they people without?
Yes. The Chinese came down to Hong Kong, brought their skills in cotton mill. Then the Hong Kong's trade become steadily grow up, you see. Yeah.
How about the hand back of Hong Kong to the mainland China? Has that affected you much? Maxie?
Affected me much of what?
You know, when Britain handed Hong Kong back to China, was it worrying for you at all?
It didn't worry me at all. Because we got our British passport, you see.
Have things changed much since the handover, would you say? or is it business as usual?
They say that the when the British left, the Chinese work better than the British. I don't know. The newspaper said.
Well, it seems to me to be a very thriving, bustling place.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes.
And thank you very much indeed, Maxie, for coming along today and telling me about your very interesting war. It certainly was very varied, wasn't it?
Yes, of course. Yeah. But I can tell you much more, but...
I understand. I think you're very brave to want to tell your story, and I do appreciate it very much. Thank you very much, Maxie.
Thank you.